All right, the Big Three Basketball League in their playoffs in Dallas coming up on Friday. I have seen this a number of times. My daughter plays basketball. She's 12. She loves watching this. We always have a good time when this is on and we can catch it together. Nancy Lieberman joins us in Ice Cube. They are with the Big Three. I am glad that they are here with us. How are you guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Nancy, tell me about your team. You're 7-1 heading into the playoffs. How good are you?
We have amazing chemistry on our team. We've got a great captain in Corey Maggette. And, you know, we have two guys that have rings in Birdman and Big Baby Davis. Quentin Richardson is tough as nails. And the original Uncle Drew, Corey Maggette, he's just a winner. And he's got a lockdown mentality. So we're excited about what's in front of us.
Ice Cube, when you put this together, tell me an idea behind it, and when you see what it's been now, I mean, it's a short time, it's been a short window, what have you been impressed with in terms of how people are reacting to this?
Well, just put it together as a fan of basketball. I've played a lot of 3-on-3 growing up, more 3-on-3 than 5-on-5, so I knew, like, that if the sport was ever elevated to the professional level, that it would be very appealing to people. And then I got the idea of adding or starting a league with former NBA players when Kobe scored 60 points in his last game. And then there's nowhere to see him play from there. So that was the inspiration behind the league. And I'm excited because guys are playing hard. You know, if guys didn't play hard, it would be, an appealing thing to watch. You know, we've seen some of the best players in the world, play in all-star games. And sometimes they get pretty boring because it's just a score fest. So playing hard was the key, and that's what I'm excited about. And guys are in shape and ready to go.
What is the experience for fans coming to this? Because like you said, you're going to see competitive basketball, and both of you can answer this. You're both seeing competitive basketball, but you're not, like you were saying, it's not just like a bunch of guys laughing and having fun, sort of like a Globetrotters thing, that this is actually a competitive league that guys are trying to win at.
Well, if you turn on Fox on Friday night at 8 o'clock and you start watching the playoffs, you're going to see guys who their DNA is to win. They're competitive. They work hard. They train. They take care of their bodies. These guys are not like 50 years old. These guys are in their 30s, and they still want to play. They still have passion and love the game, and they want to win championships. And that's from the time we were children. We were taught you play to win, and they play to win. It's the coolest thing to see these guys play so hard, as Ice Cube alluded to.
In terms of coaching, Nancy, and you've coached at all sorts of levels, in terms of coaching a 3-on-3, is there a major difference in strategy between 3-on-3 and 5-on-5?
I think the strategy of the game, when you get into the half court in the NBA, it's 3-on-3 on one side, and then your second side is 2-on-2. So the only difference right now is you don't have that weak side defense, and it's more strategic and understanding spacing and how to get, easy runs to the rim or opening up the 3-point shot, even a 4-point shot. But it's very strategic, and these guys have high IQ.
Ice Cube, tell me a little bit about possible expansion of this. Are you going international with this idea? Because it's a global game.
Oh, yeah, our eye is definitely on the international aspect of this game. Basketball is actually the most played sport around the globe, So we definitely want to go and make sure that the Big Three is the premier league, globally. We've been talking to China, and we've been talking to South America. Of course, we want to get into it with a European Big Three. We're just definitely, want to grow the sport, and the sport is big around the world, but they just don't have, to me, a premier league like the Big Three, and that's what we want to do, is be the premier league when it comes to 3-on-3 basketball.
In terms of now this is going to be included in the next Summer Olympics, am I correct, or was that just an idea that was floated out?
No, it is. It will be included in 2020.
Excellent. Nancy Lieberman joining us, and along with Ice Cube, Big Three playoffs coming up. And the championship game will be, what, next weekend in Brooklyn?
Next weekend in Brooklyn. And somebody's going to hoist the trophy, and it's going to cap off a great season two for the Big Three.
All right, final question before I let you both go. In terms of Nancy, in terms of your excellent basketball career, I mean, you are synonymous with basketball from everything that you've accomplished. What has this added to your resume done to what you've experienced in your life in this sport?
It's added a competitive element that I enjoy every day. I get to work with the best athletes in the world. I get to work with an iconic owner in Ice Cube. And I've never been happier, and I've been blessed and highly favored in my life. And to say at this stage of my life, I just love what I'm doing, and I'm honored to be a part of the Big Three.
Absolutely. I actually, like I said earlier, I watch it with my 12-year-old daughter, who's a big basketball junkie. She loves it. We love it. Thank you guys for coming on, and great luck in the playoffs and the championship, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. Ice Cube and Nancy Lieberman joining us here on SB Nation AM.